Yeah, I think so. You know, we're in a position right now to, you know, control our fate to get the number two seed with a win. Tough environment. You know, it's always a difficult playing a division opponent on the road. They have a, you know, very loud crowd and a distinct home field advantage. We need to make them one-dimensional. And that's going to be done through scoring some points early, trying to take the crowd out of it a little bit, and you know, trying to make them throw the ball and beat us.
What do you remember about the first game against them?
We didn't do a whole lot on offense. Their defense played pretty good. They got a stout defense. They got some guys playing real well on the back end. I think Smith is definitely coming on. He's a guy who's going to be has the potential to be a star in this league. I think he's a young player right now, but he's really picking it up fast. Biggest difference I see in that defense from year to year is when Antoine Winfield's healthy. They play better. He's a big time player. You know, very good cover guy, incredible tackler. He's tough, and when he's playing, their defense can do some more of the things they want to do.
Speaking of him, has he sort of been a league of his own other than Charles at that slot spot?
Yeah, I think there's probably four or five guys. You got to put Rondae Barber in that category, who've been playing inside and playing at a high level for a long time. It's a tough position. You get a two-way go with your receiver just about every time. There's not a lot of help, especially immediate help when you're playing in the slot like that. You have to be able to blitz. You have to be able to tackle. And Antoine's been doing it at a high level for a long time.
Is he a pretty rare guy as far as having to know where he is just in the run game?
Yeah, I mean, he's got real good instincts, and he trusts them, and he's very quick twitch. You know, if he feels something, he acts on it, and he's an incredible tackler. He's probably the toughest pound-for-pound guy in the league and the best tackler at his position for sure as well. He just he's got great fundamentals and a great strike, and he's a guy you got to account for every play.
With Jordy coming back, how long does it take with, like, you and Greg sort of just kind of get better? How long does it take to get kind of in sync with a wide receiver once they come back?
Hopefully a couple days of practice, but it's nice seeing him back out there. Hopefully we can have him full go on the weekend, and I'm not sure what Randall's status will be, but to at least have Greg and Jordy out there at the same time would be nice. Jermichael's been playing really well inside, and it gives us a lot of weapons when you're attacking a defense.
Is there any such thing as too many weapons?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. You know, it's the guys have to understand whoever's open is going to get the ball and be selfless in that respect, but too many weapons is a good thing.
As far as protection goes, with three different running backs, as Mike wants to use Green as well in the mix, does that change for you? Is there a comfort level with one guy over the other?
Well, John, for sure. I mean, John is year in and year out is our unsung MVP. I mean, he's a guy who does so much more than shows up on the stat sheets. He's a very intelligent guy, knows the offense as well as anybody in the locker room. He's great in protection schemes. He has incredible instincts. Very smart player. He's always in the right spot. He's always picking up the slack for people. He's making big plays on checkdowns, on third down. He's just he's a guy you love playing with, because I just have an immense trust in John, knowing that he's going to have my back in situations on third downs. And as long as he's out there, I'm feeling pretty comfortable. We're trying to bring those young guys along. Ryan probably knows the protection schemes, and Alex as well. They know it well, but we got to get the young guy up to speed pretty quick.
Maybe just numbers, but do you feel like the passing game is starting to click here a little bit more than it had been?
Well, we just the last couple of weeks we've seen some more one high. Teams have allowed us to run some of those slant patterns that have been gone for a while because they're not a great cover two beater. So we've just seen in the winter months, a lot of times teams will challenge you a little bit more than early in the season when the weather gets more difficult to throw the football. We've had some success last couple of weeks playing in a dome controlled environment against a team that likes to play cover two. We'll kind of see what happens.
Aaron, is the Pro Bowl still a big deal for you? I mean, I'm sure it was the first time and stuff, but it's still a big deal for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to be voted in. Again, it's like I've said before, it's an honor because you're getting voted on by your fellow players and coaches as well as the fans. And the fans have come through and helped me out again this year, and I appreciate that. It'd be nice to be voted in again by my peers. Hold on.
When you've got three different running backs, you know what each one can do when you're up at the line of scrimmage, you might want to check. You have to keep, their strengths.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when you got some guys who are at different places mentally and athletically, you try and play to their strength as well. You know, DeJuan is not. He's not quite there on all the protection adjustments and all the routes. You try and make sure things are clean for him. He's been studying his butt off, and I know, you know, he's going to improve in that area, but it's different if he's back there compared to if Alex is back there or even Ryan. You know, Ryan and his downhill running style has always been productive in the winter months, so trying to give him some things he's comfortable with. When John's back there, you know, John's excellent in the protection schemes. He's not a big, you know, he's not going to run away from a bunch of guys, so making sure that you have the right check and the right check down, depending on who's back there, is important.
Two more guys.
A lot of criticism of the Pro Bowl game itself. Guys, physical and stuff like that. What have you seen?
Who said something? I don't know. Did anybody say anything?
Sir, over the years, people have criticized. I mean, do you see similar things? Guys maybe not going as hard or not wanting to participate to get healthy or anything like that?
I think there's a lot of that that comes into play. I mean, contract years for some guys and, you know, how the week took a toll on them, good or bad. You know, it's a year-to-year thing. Some years it's, you know, more intense game than others, and see what happens this year.
Minnesota, as well as you guys, of course, are playing for more than records for individuals, but how much talk is there of what Peterson could do this week against this team?
Well, I think, you know, most of us are fans first. So, you know, when I was growing up, I believe it was 90, around circa 98, I think, when Barry Sanders went over 2,000 yards, might have been 99. Yeah, it was fun to watch because, you know, that's only a few guys have done that. At that point, I believe it had just been Simpson and Dickerson, and Barry was the third guy. That's quite a record. To average 125 yards a game is tough to do with the ups and downs of a season. Adrian has had an incredible year, and it's fun to watch. It is from afar. I mean, we don't want him to break the record this week, you know, because if he does, it probably means they're playing the way they want to, and they're ahead in the game. But you know, he rushed for 200 last time we played him, and we beat him. So he's tough to stop. You just try and slow him down a little bit, and if the offense can get going and make them, you know, have to throw a little bit more, that would slow him down a little bit. But he's a big time player. Got to be. Mentioned in, you know, the comeback player of the year and MVP categories this year, and it's fun, you know, it's fun to see a guy like that who I think carries himself the right way, you know, playing at a high level.